This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Canada's health regulator on Wednesday approved Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine days ahead of possible approval in the United States. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has more.
Health Canada posted on its website that the vaccine made by US drug maker Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech is authorized. Health Canada said in a statement, Canadians can feel confident that the review process was rigorous and that they have strong monitoring systems in place. Canada is set to receive nearly 250,000 doses this month and 4 million doses of the vaccine by March. The department said the vaccine is for use in people 16 years of age or older, but noted Pfizer-BioNTech are running further clinical trials on children of all age groups, and that could change. I'm Zaria Shakili.
The Pentagon's initial allotment of coronavirus vaccine will be administered at 16 defense sites in the United States and abroad, with healthcare workers, emergency service personnel, and residents of military retirement homes getting top priority. Next in line, once follow-on supplies of vaccine become available, will be military personnel who provide critical national capabilities, such as nuclear weapons crews and cybersecurity forces, as well as certain military units getting ready to deploy. Lieutenant General Ronald Place, the Defense Health Agency Director, says that DOD personnel will not be required to receive the initial vaccine supply.
The department's policy will be voluntary for everyone. So there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Doesn't matter. Voluntary for everyone.
The vaccinations will be voluntary because the Pfizer vaccine initially is to be made available on an emergency use basis. The shots could become mandatory later if vaccines are fully licensed by the Food and Drug Administration. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is throwing her weight behind calls for a fuller lockdown in Germany. We get more from Olivia Chan of Reuters.
In an emotional plea in the parliament, Merkel warned legislators that vaccines alone would not alter the pandemic's course.
Und so hart das ist, und ich weiß, wie viel Liebe dahinter steckt, wenn Glühweinstände aufgebaut werden.
As hard as this is, and I know how much love has gone into setting up the mulled wine stalls and the waffle stalls, this is not really compatible with the agreement to only get food to go and then to actually go home with it. It hurts me. It really aches in my heart. But if the price of these niceties is that our fatalities are now at 590 people a day, then this is not acceptable. And so we have to tighten this.
Germany, which was praised by international health organizations early in the pandemic for its aggressive response to coronavirus, has been in partial lockdown for 6 weeks, with bars and restaurants closed.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. President-elect Joe Biden has announced his choice to be the head of the Pentagon, but it's putting some Senate Democrats in a bind. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Biden has tabbed retired Army General Lloyd Austin, who would be the first black defense secretary, a man Biden says America's troops love, its enemies fear, and its allies respect.
He is the right person for this job at the right moment.
But some Senate Democrats have been against naming recently retired officers to be the Pentagon's chief, like with Jim Mattis in 2017. They may have to reverse themselves to support Austin, who says he's now a civilian leader.
With a deep appreciation and reverence for the prevailing wisdom of civilian control of our military.
Noting he went 4 years ago from being General Austin to now just Lloyd Austin. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Federal regulators on Wednesday sued to force the breakup of Facebook as 48 states and districts accused the company in a separate lawsuit of abusing its market power in social networking to crush smaller competitors. The FTC specifically asked a court to force Facebook to sell off its Instagram and WhatsApp messaging services. The suits allege predatory conduct where Facebook allows third-party apps on its site and then cuts off any it sees as a threat. They also accuse the social media giant of using its market dominance to harvest consumer data and reap a fortune in ad revenues. Facebook called the lawsuits revisionist history, noting that the FTC had approved its acquisitions of Instagram and WhatsApp 2 years ago. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.